42.
Wow, there's the famous torii. It's high tide, so it looks like we won't be able to walk out to see it.
Actually, it's more beautiful this way. At low tide, the shrine and torii are surrounded by mud. High tide makes the shrine look like it's floating.
Yeah, you're right. It does look like it's right on top of the waves.
Originally, commoners were not allowed to step on the island itself. It was considered sacred. Even now, local people hold funerals and burials on the mainland instead of here on the island.
If we had more time to spare, we could stay in one of the inns on the island overnight. That way, we could see the shrine after the crowds go home, and we could see the shrine at high tide and low tide.
I can imagine how beautiful it must be at night when the moon is shining.
The absolute best time would be in July when there is the Kangen Sai. Decorated shrine boats and hundreds of boats with lanterns fill the waters offshore.